The federal government gets more than 1.5 million computers every year. A new strategy on electronic stewardship is supposed to make that process greener and, by doing so, lead by example and encourage more sustainable practices nationally. Emily Kopp joins me now to talk about the changes this new strategy will bring for agencies. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
So, the strategy was announced in July. What's going on?
Well, the strategy laid out the broad goals, you know, things like no federal electronics should wind up in a landfill, but now it's time to fill in those details. And with regard to the disposing of electronics, the end of it, end of the use, that means a couple of things. The government has to strengthen and broaden its reuse programs, like the Computers for Learning program, by which the agencies donate their used computers to schools. That's been an issue because some schools don't take computers without hard drives, and then some agencies can't pass their hard drives on because of data security concerns. So the Government Services Administration is leading an effort to come up with best practices for sanitizing that equipment so it can be reused. And GSA at the same time has to evaluate the certified recycling programs against this new criteria coming out of the strategy to make sure that everything is as green as they expect it to be.
So by sanitizing, that means they can wipe out the hard drive maybe and do it five times in a row, and then absolutely no data would be left on there.
Right. Well, I went to this Green Government Conference at the Washington Hilton yesterday, and a woman from EPA, Kate Berard, she spoke there, and she said that there's sort of a sweet spot. Some agencies feel like they have to wipe and wipe and wipe, like you said, five times. Perhaps three times is actually adequate. You know, it's secure, there's nothing there, but you don't have to go overboard, and that makes it a little bit easier on the agency. So they're trying to set that balance to find out what that good, clean practice could be.
Now, the federal government uses about 5 million computers a year, electronics of all sorts. I mean, it goes on and on, cell phones. And there's a lot of environmental factors they have to consider when buying these products and using them.
Sure.
Why is the strategy focusing on the end of the process, the disposal, when those things become obsolete?
Well, Kate Berard also touched on this when she spoke at the Green Government Conference yesterday. She started off her little forum by giving the audience a quiz. She asked them what would save the most greenhouse gases and gave them choices that included buying a new greener computer, a certified computer, keeping the current one a bit longer, operating it to maximize power, recycling the computer, or reusing it. The audience was divided pretty much. Somebody thought that every one of these would save the most, but Berard says actually the answer is very clear.
Reusing a desktop actually saves the most greenhouse gas emissions by a factor of 10 to 100, I mean, a lot. And that's simply because when you reuse something, you don't have to manufacture it from the start. So there are a lot of greenhouse gas impacts that go into manufacturing.
So while all those other choices are good practices in terms of reducing greenhouse gases, they simply don't compare with reuse, whether that means the agency reuses the computer itself in a different way or somebody else does. And Broad says just a third of computers and monitors that the government disposes of right now are reused. More than half are recycled. This strategy is trying to flip those scales towards reuse.
Well, clearly the federal government didn't have that in mind when they did the Cash for Clunkers program. Emily, talk a little bit about what agencies will have to consider when they're ready to get rid of those electronics.
Well, they're going to have to put the electronics in one of two categories. The first category, can the equipment function? Or the second category, is it beyond repair? If it's beyond repair, then it's fairly simple. It should go to a certified recycler, or the manufacturer can take it back to be recycled or refurbished. But if it's in that first category, if it's usable, agencies should try to make sure that equipment isn't given to someone who will end up tossing it into a landfill themselves. GSA sustainability specialist Chris Hoagland went into more detail at the conference.
Say we donate a computer to a school. What does the school do with it when they're done with it? Say we sell a computer at auction. What does the purchaser do with it? Say we tell an agency to go into abandonment destruction. We don't always know what the agency does with that, whether they find a recycler or they don't. So we're trying to sort of close that loop, make sure that all of that equipment, all of the equipment that we use, regardless of whether we're the final user, ends up at a certified recycler after reuse opportunities have been exhausted.
The Government Services Administration is developing guidance to encourage agencies to do this, and Hoagland says they'll publish it in February. It's non-binding, and then eventually they'll propose binding regulations.
We're speaking with reporter Emily Kopp. Now, what can the government demand of those downstream users that might get this stuff as it's reused?
Hoagland says GSA is still trying to figure that out.
We're trying to look at every way we can to require and enable our reusers, like the schools, to use certified recyclers at end of life. We're still looking at options, you know, how much we can require and how much we can simply encourage. But we're hoping that by dividing everything on the front end, right, you're only, if you're going to reuse equipment, you're only getting reusable equipment. We can help, you know, sort of minimize the amount of non-reusable equipment that ends up in the wrong place.
So, for example, hopefully, it will be less likely that agencies donate a computer that just can't be fixed or can't be used to a school which doesn't have that capacity to fix it and has to recycle, or more likely puts it in a landfill. You know, right now, schools and other reusers, they don't have to handle this equipment in a way that's environmentally sound. But one of the key things about this strategy is that the federal government is supposed to lead by example and encourage these green practices in the wider community. So this policy sort of connects the dots, and by making the federal agency aware of what their second or third user might be doing, and trying to pass the electronics down to those that do follow good practices, that may encourage more of those reusers to rethink the way that they're disposing of their computers themselves.
So the main lesson is try to find a reuse for it, and if you can't, make sure it gets disposed of somewhere other than a landfill. Sounds like the main takeaways.
Yeah, and if I'm going a step further, not only somewhere other than a landfill, but going to a certified recycler who is going to use green methods.
All right, reporter Emily Kopp, thanks very much for that update.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And you can find more information here, this interview again, find links to what the GSA is doing, federalnewsradio.com. The time is 8:26, still to come on Federal News Radio.